Skywalker shrugged. "It worked," he said simply.
"That it did," Card agreed. "Likely saving several of my people's lives in the bargain."
Skywalker looked him straight back in the eye.
"Does that mean you've made your decision?"
Card gave him a slight smile.
"I don't really see as I have much choice anymore."
He looked back at Solo.
"I presume you'll be leaving immediately."
"As soon as we can get Luke's X-Wing rigged for towing,"
Solo nodded.
"Lando's doing okay, but he's gonna need more specialized medical attention than the Falcon can handle."
"It could have been worse,"
Card said. Solo gave him a knowing look.
"A lot worse,"
he agreed, his voice hard.
"So could all of it,"
Card reminded him, putting an edge into his own voice. He could, after all, just as easily have turned the three of them over to the Imperials in the first place. And Solo knew it.
"Yeah,"
he conceded.
"Well, so long."
Card watched as they got into the airspeeder.
"One other thing," he said as they strapped in. "Obviously, we're going to have to pull out of here before the Imperials figure out what's happened. That means a lot of lifting capacity if we're going to do it quickly. You wouldn't happen to have any surplus cargo or stripped-down military ships lying around I could have, would you?"
Solo gave him a strange look.
"We don't have enough cargo capacity for the New Republic's normal business," he said. "I think I might have mentioned that to you."
"Well then, alone perhaps?"
Card persisted.
"A stripped-down Mon Calamari Star Cruiser would do nicely."
"I'm sure it would,"
Solo returned, with more than a hint of sarcasm.
"I'll see what I can do."
The canopy dropped smoothly down over them and sealed in place. Card stepped back, and with a whine of repulsor lifts, the airspeed rose into the sky. Orienting itself, it shot off toward the forest. Card watched it go, wondering if that last suggestion had been too little too late. But perhaps not. Solo was the type to hold debts of honor sacred, something he'd probably picked up from his Wookiee friend somewhere along the line. If he could find a spare Star Cruiser, he'd likely send it along. And once here, it would be easy enough to steal from whatever handlers Solo sent with it. Perhaps such a gift would help assuage Grand Admiral Thrawn's inevitable anger over what had happened here today. But then, perhaps it wouldn't. Card looked back at the ruins of the collapsed arch, a shiver running through him. No, a warship wasn't going to help. Not on this. Thrawn had lost too much here to simply shrug it off as the fortunes of war. He would be back, and he would be coming for blood. And for perhaps the first time in his life, Card felt the unpleasant stirrings of genuine fear. In the distance, the airspeeder disappeared over the forest canopy. Card turned and gave Hilliard City one final lingering look. One way or the other, he knew he would never see it again.